Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Here we go, the post-show show. Producer George joins us. Good morning.
Hello. How are we both?
Doing well. That's good to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. I do this twice a week with you guys. Actually, does this post-show show only come out twice a week?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sweet. I feel honoured, actually.
Well, were you worried we were doing other ones behind your back?
Well, yeah, a little bit, because I feel special when you guys get me in and it's just me. And I know there's been the Lorax on a couple of episodes and, you know, an ex-coworker who we don't speak of anymore, Mr.
Oh, yeah. Well, did we talk about him? We talk about the grumpy old man, Lachlan.
We had actually Nick, the station boss, we had him on inadvertently because it might have been... Maybe you were in here or Amy was in here.
He barged in one time.
He barged in and he was up and about. And we're like, oh, yeah, cool. Okay. And then like later on in the day, we realized it was his birthday.
Oh.
And that's why he was so up and about, but none of us knew.
That's right.
But I think I scared him out of the studio because I brought up the subject of porn and then he was like, okay.
I'm gone.
Bye.
I'm not hearing this. I had no part.
Not contributing because I'm the boss.
This is a welcoming space, but to the outsiders, it could be a bit scary, really, with some of the subjects that we talk about.
Yeah, you
so AKA, what was the other one? Tongue vabbing or thrusting. Thumping?
Oh, you lost me for a bit there. What? Porn. What is it? I'm just, sorry, I'm
clueless.
Lost.
It's that little chess piece, isn't it?
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
I said prawn.
I don't know why he would have walked out after that. Yeah, I love prawn.
We were watching porn was the thing.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, up on the big screen behind me.
Can you put anything up on those big screens
porn.
Apart from... Okay.
I don't know.
No,
I think someone at headquarters might be able to manipulate things there, but we have no control over those screens.
Yeah, okay.
That could be fun. We should find out.
Yeah.
The tech does amaze me because, like, you come in at 5 and nothing's on there. And then, like... It senses that we're here and bang, it turns on Triple M.
Like, morning, Anthony.
And if I click a button, it flicks to another radio station's artwork.
It is incredible.
I don't know how
that
does it.
I haven't done that
before.
Shout
out to Dan and Chester.
Yeah.
And the technology team within Southern Cross or Stereo. They do a great job.
They do.
Legends. Our Georgie boy.
Mm.
Producer George. I don't know how you let this call get through to us today, but someone called off air to contribute to a phone topic of another radio station.
And that's where I now shit on the tech team at SEA.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have happened. The other station was doing a phoner for like kissing techniques and etiquette, I think.
Yeah.
How long do you kiss?
And that came through to Triple MCQ.
Yeah, well, Lee called. Shall we have a listen to what Lee had to say? Should a husband and wife or like just friends? Or who are they talking about?
Anybody. Oh. Should you just peck in public or should you do a long
Oh, okay, in public. Righto. And what was your take on that?
Well, my question was, should you have your eyes open or shut? And where do you put your hands for the best kiss?
Good questions.
They're all very put. I mean, the first question, eyes shut.
Yeah.
If you open your eyes and you see someone else's eyes open, that's off-putting.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I think so.
I think a nice hand through the hair as well. That's lovely. Maybe then nestled in behind
hair,
the
though,
neck.
And they're bald.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, then I don't want to be.
Their head.
Like Buddha, you rub the top of it while you're kissing.
Well, you rub their belly.
Yeah, well, you have to. You have to.
Hands are everywhere.
You have to tap their head and rub their belly while you're
Good
kissing.
Good luck,
But they're having such a huge debate on it. I thought, well, they're talking about how long to kiss for, but what about the other things?
Yeah, there are other aspects. You're absolutely right.
And so what was the length of time, actually? Did we cover that?
They said, well, the fellow wanted 15 because he thought he was a good kisser and
15 seconds.
Long kisses, 15 seconds.
Okay.
Wow.
And the girl said no longer than 3.
Well, he's obviously
not a good
kisser.
About, 15 seconds would be pretty decent in public, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, apparently he was in Germany and he was kissing his girlfriend. And it lasted about 15 seconds. And apparently a German lady made some comments under her breath.
Oh.
I was going to say, they're pretty free loving over in Europe, but probably not
Germany.
Germany,
mate. They are strict.
Yeah,
and
no.
As soon as you hear someone muttering something in German,
alarm bells
start to go off in my head. I go, who are they swearing allegiance to?
Keep that in mind.
Goodness knows. But it was just very interesting, and I thought they were focused so long on the length, but what about everything else around it?
Well, so are you going to have a snog in public later today then, Lee?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I will, actually, because I'm meeting my husband at Beef.
All right.
Cute. Oh, well, enjoy that. That's lovely.
Yeah.
So we've clearly got a lot of time off air, by the way.
All the elements, including like gear on, gear off. How far are they going?
She was
in public?
Talking about a ex-announcer like in the actual building, Denny Lakey.
Oh.
He once upon a time was on the Triple M network and has moved across all of the stations. Yeah. He's the guy who wants the 15-second kiss.
Yeah, I was thinking that was...
Really?
He wants longer, lady. Actually.
Yeah, would you say 15 seconds? That's actually a long kiss.
It is a long kiss.
And I'm thinking, you know, we're hooking in there.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, if you're in the throes of passion. Mm. So let's see how this feels. All right. 3, 2, 1. Kiss has just started. Mmm. Mmm.
Oh, God. Mm. This is gross.
Ooh. War. Mmm.
Oh, on kisses.
We got 5 more seconds, by the way, till our 15 seconds. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Oh, come here, baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
now
like move
pull away
to a
right
private
now.
Place.
That's 15 seconds. Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a
that
lot.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an eternity,
actually. I was just taken back because I had my eyes closed and I was thinking of kissing, which I never do at work, but I am now.
Yeah.
I watched Challengers with that Zendaya movie that's out at the moment. It's like a tennis film.
How was?
Oh, it was. Look, I didn't think it was a great movie. I think it was very abstract, very arty.
I've heard.
The ending didn't do it for me, but the beginning did. There was a certain scene with her and two other blokes.
Hey.
They were doing a three-way kiss.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Jesus.
I've never seen it before. I've never seen...
Never been part of
three,
one?
No, but I've never seen three people...
Biggie?
No. I'm trying to imagine how do you...
Like legit, like the lips are all...
Oh. Three people kissing.
Isn't that interesting?
Kissing mouths?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
What do you think of the human centipede?
I don't know. I'm just clarifying. Whoa. Was the three-way kiss? Was it kissing mouth parts?
That was my takeaway from that movie.
Okay.
You were inspired. Like,
I was inspired. I just was like, that was interesting.
Was that already
the newly married guy's been married 2 weeks and he's interested.
I was like, darling, should we open this up?
But that was a kiss that went for about 60 seconds.
Oh, what a great amount of time for the viewer.
Once again, it's indoors, not out in public.
Yeah, it was foreplay. Let's get it right.
Yeah.
That would have been foreplay.
Did they show the play?
No, there was no play.
Well, what is the point of that then?
That's only 15 seconds. Like, you know, I'm imagining it's a super sexy kiss for 15 seconds. So that's getting into foreplay.
Have either
that's
of you ever...
Can we go get a room now?
Have either of
can
you ever made
home?
Out in public?
Yeah, I would have.
Not the two of you?
Oh. Yeah, no.
Have you?
Yeah, I would have.
Okay.
I got asked.
Not in the really... I wouldn't think in a way where people are like, get a room, but I'm probably sure I did.
Yeah, I think when I was like 15...
Oh, yuck.
Got
cringe.
Asked to leave like a Cupcake Central. I was like, come on, mate. Like, you've been here for... hours. Why don't you two piss off?
Ew.
And I was like, yeah, fair enough.
Mm. I would hate to watch 15-year-olds making out.
I actually still get like, ugh, shivers thinking about that. I'm like, oh, you idiot. Like cringe shivers, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever get those?
Do you remember your first kiss?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Go.
Me?
Yeah.
It was at high school with my musician boyfriend. And I actually
music
thought...
music teacher.
No.
Wow.
No, that's illegal. She was a woman as well, so not my cup of tea. Yeah, and I was actually really grossed out at his tongue because it was my first, you know, tongue all gone. Yeah, and I was wow, that was actually
usually
a bit disgusting.
Tends to do too much and tongue on the first kiss as well.
tongue thrusting.
Tongue thrusting.
And I even ended up speaking to my mum about it. I was like, I was actually not into this.
Ended up with a sore throat. He's like, yeah.
I love kissing now, but the first kiss, I was like, wow, that was off-putting.
Yeah, where was yours?
Mine was in a car park after a musical rehearsal. I was playing Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid.
Were you the lead?
And one of the Mer sisters and I got together.
Classic.
And that was my first ever. It was very wet experience.
The lead actor.
Very wet. No, like in the mouth, just saliva.
Yeah, it's
a lot,
that's
isn't
not
it?
Good. Yeah.
The
not
lead
a good technique.
Actor.
What about you?
Having his way with the understudy. It's a tale as old as time.
We were the same age, by
good
the way.
Good thing they were the same age. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Not actually a problem. Thank you.
Mine was, we were at an underage music festival called Good Life, which I don't know if it still exists, but looking back on it.
Was it a religious event?
It sounds like one of those Christian
sounds
ones.
Sounds very happy and clappy.
It was church camp.
Scott Morrison was running.
It was one of his daughters.
Oh, wow.
No. It was like a... Do you remember what like Stereo Sonic was? Like big, muscly dudes. you know, wearing singlets, like dancing around,
sure.
Shit haircut.
Got the picture.
Yeah. It was like that, but for underage kids.
Oh.
And I kissed, I was in high school as well, but like it was a girl I hadn't seen since primary school and kind of crushed on her back in primary school.
Cute.
And then we're in high school when we shared our first kiss and no other contact after that, really. But that was mine.
And
that's
what'd
special.
You think of that?
It was awkward because like all your friends are around when you're at a festival.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it was back in the day when it was like, let's take a photo. And you're like, oh, I don't want to have to see this back in a group chat. And it's quite gone out of fashion.
Yeah, well,
that
see,
kind
I didn't
of
even,
stuff.
We didn't even have phones back then or any of that stuff. So there was no concern of.
If a tree fell in the woods.
Yeah. Well, our teacher did spot us and tell us to bugger off to class. But anyway, that's kind of why I had to speak to my mum because she was a teacher at the school too.
Right.
So, of course, it travelled straight back to her. Such a rebel.
Straight to the staff room.
Yeah, in my Doc Martens. Look at me go.
Let's get into some of the best bits of the last couple of days of the show. When we come back, we're going to have some pressure test answers for you on the post-show show.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Oh, we had.
That was such a terrible whistle.
Such
but
a lame
like,
whistle.
It's kind of like
isn't
a
it?
Monday whistle, isn't it? Oh, I can't be bothered. I had a long weekend.
Yeah.
It's all over, Red Rover.
Funny thing is, it's Tuesday, not Monday, buddy.
do you know what? We were just talking about tipping, and I said to you, I did really well in the AFL. I did horrendously.
We'll get to that. We've got to start on NRL because we had
the shame.
Kerry called the reception here at Triple M, and
yes.
She cares for Jeff,
yes.
Who apparently is this absolute whiz. He's got a gift. He gets them all right every week. I said, well, Pinky's terrible at NRL tips. But when, you know,
I was doing it well, but that was just sheer luck.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. When she flukes a good week, she walks with, you know, she gets her tail up in the office.
I annoy all the hardcore tippers. They're like, what happened? How did you get number one? You're like,
don't worry.
Dunno.
So I said, we need your help. And Kerry sent through Jeff's tips this week. I'm curious to see how you went because, you know, I don't follow the NRL too closely. But he tipped the Panthers. How'd they go?
Yeah. Win. Winner, winner.
Manly.
Incorrect.
Oh, Jeff.
Raiders by 2 points.
Oh,
tough
that's
game.
Close,
oh,
mate.
Very close.
Broncos?
Yeah, look, I think Jeff has a bit of a problem because he is a Broncos supporter and you just can't, if you're really wanting to nail tipping, you can't tip with your heart, with your team.
So Broncos
lost. Got flogged by the Roosters. 40-18.
Jeffrey,
mate.
That's a big score,
pull back.
Mate.
Less attachment.
Bulldogs?
Done. That's Mayor Matt's team.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yep.
Storm?
Yep.
My mob. Dolphins?
Now, I had tipped the Cowboys. They're actually my team. But Jeff had tipped the Dolphins. And as far as I could see online, it was very tough. It was a very high swing towards the Cowboys to win that one.
Mm.
Dolphins won by 2 points.
I actually did know the results of that one because, you know, I'm a fins up man.
Yeah, well, that was a big competition, that one for sure.
Knights?
Yep.
Got it. Well done. Sharks?
Yep.
Okay, so that's what, a 6 out of 8 from Jeff?
Yep, 6 out of 8.
That's, come on, you got to be happy with that return.
Yeah, I just think he needs to, get unstuck from his Broncos.
That is a good
point. It's probably affecting his, he's quite biased there. If you want to be a gun tipper, you can't have biases, can you?
Look.
You've just got to go straight down the line, who's the best team in this match.
The best I can do for you is pass that message back down the line. I can't guarantee Jeff will heed my advice.
Yeah. Well, I could always just go off track from Jeff when it comes to a Broncos game.
Don't you dare.
If I see a pattern emerge, I'll just go the opposite. We'll rebel.
You are bound by contract.
Oh, yeah. Word of mouth. So let's go to AFL because that's really impressive. No help here. I got 2 out of 9.
Oh.
That's like the worst tip score I've had all year. That's atrocious.
You genuinely thought off air as well. You were like,
I
nailed it, actually.
I thought that was the higher tipping. No, it was the other way around. So anyway.
Who did you get?
Can you find someone to help me out there?
I could, you know what? What if I give you a hand for the AFL?
Sure. What did you get for AFL?
Oh, you know what?
You don't tip.
I don't tip, but I did enjoy. We had a couple of great games over the
weekend.
I didn't tip Collingwood Carlton. Well, there's your first problem, mate.
I know.
Because we're coming good.
Yeah.
We got the flag next
year. Finally, you're coming good.
About time. Oh, well, does Jeff get another week just before we?
Well, I didn't tip the Pies either.
Oh, what a game. Did you watch that game?
No, that's a good score. That would have been good.
Nick Dacos.
Nice.
Kicked the winner.
Oh, wow. There you go.
By the way, just a little...
Right down the end, yeah?
Claim to fame right at the end. Went to school with him.
Well, there you go.
We obviously...
Drop that one in there.
You know, he got all the talent, unfortunately.
They failed math together. Go on, wait.
Sorry, just before we wrap up, does Jeff get another week for the NRL tips?
Fine.
That was a fine, in case you couldn't hear it, because you bloody whispered it.
Fine.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
I bought a shirt from an op shop a while ago. No, it was in the men's section. Light blue, loved the colour. Had a quick try on over a t-shirt. I was like, it's a nice fit. Bought. $7 or whatever. Easy. I went to wear it a while ago and noticed a few curious traits about the shirt. The first one was that the buttons are on the wrong side. I was like, maybe it's a European shirt. You know, they drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, they're wrong. We're right. Correct.
But later, what does the buttons on the other side mean?
That a woman's shirt.
Yes, yes, yes. So that was the first giveaway. The second was that, you know, in like a woman's business shirt, they have the little stitch around the breast.
Yes.
This shirt also has that.
Yes.
Now, you've seen the shirt. You can also, Pinky's seen it. You can see it on Facebook or Instagram. Check out our stories. I've asked if I can wear this or not because I have an event on Friday that requires a collared shirt and I don't have many collared shirts. And you know when you're going to a fancier event where you have to dress up a bit more and you can't just wear the thing that you wear every day which you feel comfortable in, which is what I'm wearing right now, a long sleeve, casual pants. That's where I feel comfortable. As soon as I dress up, I start to feel a bit insecure and, oh, no, do I look? I don't wear this that often. How do I look? I don't feel good. Yada, yada, yada. Do you ever get that?
I'm a woman. Of course I get that.
Okay.
We have to dress to the nines for these things.
Right.
God damn, track pants aren't allowed. Must do hair, makeup.
Oh, see, nightmare.
Spray tan.
Nightmare.
Goes on and on and on. Oop, shave.
Oh.
Everywhere.
Well, I shave my face. Oh, everywhere. Just in case.
Just in case. Because people can tell.
Okay, so I want to know, because this is... probably the only shirt I have that goes with the pants I'm wearing. Can I wear it on 133353? The polls, and so far I think your opinion is absolutely not.
Yeah, but there's a hole in your story for me because you're making out you don't own many shirts, but I believe you go to many lovely functions and things and your family is very well dressed. So what do you mean you don't have many?
Well,
that you don't own many? Are you in your rebellious era?
I have two other shirts.
Your era's tour?
One
did you burn them? What's going on here?
No, one is the shirt I wore to a wedding, which I've left back in Melbourne now. And the other shirt I have is a listener shirt.
Like, and that's all you own in that?
Yes.
That just makes no sense to me at all.
No, that is... I'm telling you. And
okay.
So have a look at this thing.
Okay, so yes, I would say...
It sits really nice.
No, it doesn't sit nice. It looks like you should have breasts because there's room.
You
the ample extra
tell.
Flesh that is, you don't have.
You can
just
barely...
straight up and down because you're a guy.
No.
And you don't even have man boobs to fill it out.
Only the
it's
keen
a
eyes.
Fail.
Hey, look, I've got. Nah, hang on. I take
not
it back.
Not even that good.
Someone's voted. No, I pull it off. You look great, you stud. That's their words, not mine. So.
Obviously, a little. Someone who's got their eye on you.
Someone from. No, it's not. It's just a friend from
a
the
fan.
Office.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's backing me up.
There you go. No, I think you just need to get a different shirt.
Oh, it's going to cost me money.
It's not even that good. It's definitely a $7 shirt.
Ouch, Pinky.
It smells like mothballs, mate, from an op shop.
Never, ever.
Needs another clean.
Insult something you wear like that.
But you gave me the backstory, gave me reason to insult it. I think you can do much better.
Please.
I think you can do release the inner stud muffin with a different shirt.
Okay, well, I've kind of made up my mind that I want to wear this shirt. Can someone don't be led by Pinky here, please? Someone come to my aid on 133353. They can see it for themselves. They'll see. Oh, I look great. 133353. Can I pull off this woman's shirt? Does it look like?
Look,
you're looking at it again. Brandon from Gracemere has called through. Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
Hey guys, good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Well, we're debating here, so.
Well,
that's how we are at this moment.
It depends which side of the fence you fall on. Do you think I'm a fool for trying to wear a woman's blouse, or do you think I can pull it off?
Nah, mate, wear it. Absolutely.
Yes!
Why should he wear it?
Mate, oh, I had a look at the photo. It doesn't look too bad.
Okay. Yeah, I think
you could do much worse, I tell you now.
Yeah, you have to see up close, though. There's a lot of material there for you know, his body shape that's not filling it out.
That's okay, that'll pass.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
See, I was hoping for a little bit more of an emphatic, like, you look amazing.
No, it's not emphatic,
You look not bad, so.
Well, if anything, it's a conversation starter at least.
Ooh, yeah.
That's true.
Anthony doesn't know how to shop for clothes.
That's right.
Yeah, Ripper. All right,
great chat.
That's one.
But I have to add in there to you fellows. I mean, when you said the buttons are on the wrong side, this was something I learnt, I don't know, some time ago. I guess it's like when you buy gender specific clothing, you don't know that it's made differently. But yeah, the buttons on the wrong side, you're like, really? They're just buttons. I didn't even know they had a side.
Well,
I think it's the same for jeans. Like the way they go up is like a girl pair or a guy pair.
Yeah,
I'm like, really? There was code for zippers and buttons? I did not know it for this.
Brandon, would you have known that trying it on in the store, that if the buttons are on the wrong side?
Well, I learned it the same way as you, Anthony. I went op shopping and found a great shirt for a golf day. And, yeah, it wasn't until one of the girls on the golf day said that the buttons are on the wrong side, so it's a girl's shirt.
I didn't realise that was a thing. So
I've got
weird.
The matching skirt to go with it.
Looking pretty.
Good on you. Appreciate it. Look at that. See, it's not so uncommon. Thank you for your call, Brandon from Gracemere. We've got Peter, the fastest cabbie from Gladstone. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys.
What do you think? Have you had a look at the photo?
It's a female, mate.
It's a female shirt?
Yeah.
So you're a no?
Yes, massively so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's just the cut of it. The cut of your jib.
I got to say, I'm disappointed, Peter.
Too bad, how bad is the truth?
Peter loves rocking the Bonds singos quite often, so he's the ridgy-didge fella.
Peter.
He's not going to be a fan.
Next time you're looking for a compliment on your tattoos, you don't call me, my friend. You've got a 2-week ban.
I'm being honest, mate.
No, look, I appreciate that. You're a good man, Peter. That's why we love you. That's why we love having you on the show. One all.
How's you? You paid $7 for a secondhand woman's blouse that you wear.
And you know what?
You're really protesting having to pay anything for it.
I'm sitting here pensively.
You're a classic.
And I've made up my mind.
Right.
I'm going to wear it.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Back with the post-show show. Producer George has been kind enough to stick around.
Yeah, just helping you out with some pressure test questions and answers and knowledge that...
Oh, yeah.
Bit of inspiration.
Put our heads together, the brain's trust.
Well, we've been talking about kissing. What's everyone's thoughts about the kissing in public anyway? We didn't get to that point.
Oh.
So we've all done that. Well, your story of your first kiss wasn't in public, Producer George, but what is our verdict on all of that we were discussing earlier?
Well, it just feels like a teenager thing for me. Like, you know, you'd go out to an event or a party and, you know, you'd be trying to hook up with someone and that was in public. But then as you get older, you're like, well, I don't really want to do that. I would hate to be seen out and about smooching. And if I do get caught out and about, no, I am inebriated.
But just think time and place, you know. When you're out in public, yeah, maybe share a long kiss up the top of Mount Archer. I have done so at nighttime with people not watching.
Yeah.
It's still public.
Yeah.
But in the middle of Stockies while people are trying to get
all
their donut
your friends.
In. Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Who's that Kardashian or now Barker, Travis and...
Chloe, it's a Courtney.
Courtney, yeah, like they are just so
everywhere.
Into it. Like they're always kissing and like.
Don't
dry
you think
humping.
It's a bit attention seeking?
Well,
to
maybe.
Carry on like that when you're grown ups.
Maybe, or maybe they're just so into each other and they cannot contain the passion.
They shouldn't leave the house then. There is such a thing as a
that is a
Uber
good point.
Eats.
Maybe they're never
you know?
At the house though. They're always just so busy and they need to find a time and place to just somewhere get it on. But, you know, go to a change room, potentially.
Sorry. Sometimes I shy away from a handhold in public.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Why? Is that because you're just like, we're not together, I'm still single?
All right, hand jobs. Has anyone know?
I don't even hear what you said.
He said, what, hand jobs?
Yeah.
In public? What's the problem with that?
Is that the thing, you're trying to not look committed to somebody?
No, I don't think it's that.
But you're against a handhold?
Yeah, what is
you've got to do
that. I'm not.
I don't know if I'm against it. I don't know if they want to hold my hand. I'm questioning whether
if they're a stranger. Hooked up together.
Well, I haven't been in a relationship in years, guys. Yeah, so same maybe here. Maybe I'm same missing here. Maybe I'm missing it.
Yeah.
I think you both just feel it. It's like Thor's hammer. You put your hand in and it just comes
I can definitely get the feel of Thor's hammer.
Yeah. Are we back to hand jobs?
I don't know. We're in so many spaces right now. It's confusing me sexually.
Covered
and
in jeans.
How weird's this?
On that note, I think the kissing in public thing, yeah.
Yes.
I think having been married and then now being single, I actually really cringe, particularly when I see people in my age group carrying on like that. I'm like, can you please cut your shit out? It's actually embarrassing for everybody.
Yep. I agree.
What kind of example? Have some decorum, you know.
It's not like we're
not
sad.
Anti-love or anything, no. But that it does have a place to be.
Yeah.
Go get a bedroom.
Very true.
Get on with it.
Wait till you get home.
Yeah.
You know, or if it's a Sunday.
It's childish and attention-seeking to me.
Here's one. What if there's two people in love making out and they're homeless? They don't have a home, Anthony. Their home is the general public.
Yeah, that is a good point. What a story that would be if two homeless people linked up, which you got to imagine happens.
Oh, it would 100% happen.
Yeah, you're just human.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh. Well,
so
if I saw
think
that.
This one through.
Where do you stand on
thanks
that, Pinky?
Just dropping it down a notch.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, everyone
homeless
loves.
People deserve love.
Yeah, we'll
does
see.
Anyone not deserve
what
love?
I should add, what I should add is that this is how I see things now, and I've definitely been much younger and public. So then I think, what if I end up, you know, being a dickhead and then breaking all these apparent rules and judgments I have at the moment? So I could be that person in the future who annoys everyone. And they're like, oh my God, get a room. You're disgusting. See?
That's a good foresight.
I still think there's time for me to still go backwards and still go there and be an idiot.
So what you're saying is?
I think at the moment I might change it in 5 years.
Yeah. Should the right suitor come along?
Yeah, and I'm an actual fool.
Mm.
Yeah, Travis might come along in your life.
Exactly.
A barker,
I'm just like
drummer.
Trying to jump him in public all the time.
Oh. Potentially.
Yeah,
can you
exactly.
imagine that? You're walking down East Street and you
133353. Are you a drummer from a band?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Resembling
looking
for love.
Okay, let's
Is it love or lust? Let's be right here. It's probably lust.
Lust into love.
Limerence. It's limerence.
Yeah, it's limerence. Yeah,
I learned that word the other day.
Oh, is it like the two?
Basically live in limerence.
Yes. I am. No, what do you mean like the two?
Define the word. I've never heard it before.
Let me just quickly look it up again. Limerence. It's absolutely spot on.
I'm on the limerence side of TikTok.
When you're crushing on someone. All right, I need to go definition.
Yeah, you don't know squat about them. You just imagine that they're all these really great things and they're probably really not.
You have like one interaction.
Yeah, and you're just hooked.
State of being obsessively infatuated with someone, usually accompanied by delusions.
Delulu.
Or a desire for intense romantic relationship with that person. Holy shit, I live in limerence as well.
Yeah,
oh my God, that's what I do when I go for a walk. I'm limerencing.
Yeah, about celebrities, worldwide known, world
I'll
famous.
I'll pick a real person here and there.
Really? God.
Oh, while we're on this, before we get into the answers and questions.
Yeah, go on.
I heard from somebody that you went out to dinner with a couple of friends and the entire time, Anthony, you were absolutely swarmed by women. One after the other. Oh, Anthony, can I get a photo with you? Oh, Anthony, can you give me a bit of a tongue
thrust?
Is
that a weird little rumor you've heard?
No, this is absolutely true from a very reliable source. Her and her partner said it was hilarious and that you are an absolute celeb in your poon.
I was at the alley.
Who were all the girls? Had you talked to them on the apps?
No. So two of them were my good friends and they were there because it was one of their hen's parties. So they said hello as they were leaving. And it just so happened that like within 5 minutes of sort of going bang, bang, saying hello to two people.
Oh, bang, bang. Yeah.
Like no, these are my good friends. It so happened that someone else who like works, well, someone else walked by that I knew and like also said hello. But it was in such a short succession that they were like, oh my God, you know a lot of people. And I was like, no, this is just chance. / it's a small town.
you know.
Just so none of them were actual potential suitors?
Oh, no, none were. None were.
Okay.
It sounded like you were just a celebrity, the unofficial mayor of Yeppoon. You know
Look,
what I'm saying?
It was very flattering.
Well, we've never heard from the mayor of Yeppoon, so let's just roll with this one. He's right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Very, very good intel from our producer, George. They're good investigative journalism.
More to come, guys.
All right, pressure test answers. Have Tom Holland and Zendaya kissed in a movie? Now, they are a couple in real life, but have they kissed in a film?
Have they? I'm not across it.
You got to answer for me.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty confident they have. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay. Yeah.
Or whatever Spider-Man's he's in, because I think
I'm not
she's
across all the Spider-Mans, unfortunately.
They are each other's love interest in that.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't follow him on Instagram or anybody.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they are. Even though they're together.
Yep, she doesn't follow anybody.
Yeah, and she probably gets photos taken with him with a gap so she can cut him off down the track.
Just in case.
If she has to ditch him.
Oh, she does. 184 million followers and following no one.
She's so cool. Stuff you all. Yeah, good on her.
Wow.
I like it.
Good for her. What's the other one? What is the sickness commonly known as the kissing disease?
Glandular fever.
Syphilis.
Ever had?
No.
Syphilis.
Sorry.
Oh, I was thinking chlamydia, but that's a different disease. Yeah. But the koalas have
Very good.
So anyway.
That's the post-show show.
You're welcome.
We'll catch you later, guys. Thanks, PG.
Thank you, guys. Love you lots.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.